Welcome back. This is Deanna, and this is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is James Perloff. He is the author of his most recent title, which is Truth is a Lonely Warrior. It is a Kindle edition available on Amazon for just under $10. He also wrote The Shadows of Power, The Council on Foreign Relations, and The American Decline in 1988. He wrote Tornado in a Junkyard, The Relentless Myth of Darwinism in 1999. Also, The Case Against Darwin, Why the Evidence Should Be Examined in 2002. And Freedom Shall Return in 2003, which is a music CD. Just getting back to the protocols. They tell you everything that they are going to do. It was written by the Jewish elite, which represents a very, very small minority in each country. So how do they get all of the 98% to do their bidding? What kind of power do they have that they can control so many people and control so many institutions, including the government and all of these ABC agencies, the media? How do they do that?
Well, I think the number one answer to that is money. They say that money makes the world go round. If you want to know what's behind something, they say follow the money. And, of course, as you know, Deanna, they're behind central banking throughout the world, Federal Reserve here in the United States. They are represented in the multinational banks, which we've seen emerging and becoming more and more powerful. It's interesting that if you go back, you just watch the process unfolding, the Warburgs, who founded the Fed, ran the Manhattan Bank, and they merged with the Rockefeller's Chase Bank to become Chase Manhattan. Then Chase Manhattan merged with J.P. Morgan and Company and became J.P. Morgan Chase, right? And then they merged with Bank One. But it's following the money. How do they get people to do it? They're bidding. Well, they've been buying politicians for ages. They have tax-free foundations, which provide money to universities to teach a politically correct agenda. And just watch those professors go for that grant money. Another means of controlling people is through secret societies. To take Freemasonry as an example, and again, I consider more than 95% of all American Freemasons benign. But when someone takes an oath of absolute loyalty, they may find themselves put in a position where they have to do something against their conscience. Did you ever see the movie called Brotherhood of the Bell, by any chance? Deanna?
No. Isn't there a book by the same name?
Well, probably, but it's a TV movie that you can watch completely on YouTube, and I recommend people do that. Glenn Ford was in it, and he played a man who joined a college fraternity, which gave him great privileges, even more than he knew. His success in life was all coming from this brotherhood, which is actually based on Yale's Skull and Bones, as I understand it. And then one day, he's asked to do something which is completely unscrupulous, and it leads to a person's suicide. And at that point, he tries to expose the Brotherhood of the Bell. But he receives a secret order to do this, and this is another way they operate, through secret societies that have these absolute vows of loyalty and obedience. That's another way to get people to do your bidding. But money, I would say, is the primary tool to controlling people.
Okay. And, of course, when they instituted, when they passed the Federal Reserve Act, I mean, Congress did pass this. So they had a great deal of influence over Congress at that point.
Well, just read the remarks of Charles Lindbergh Sr., the congressman, the aviator's father, which I had quoted him on my book, but he talks about how what was called the Money Trust, this was the alliance between the houses of Warburg and Rockefeller and Morgan.
Right.
Met at Jekyll Island.
Right. All righty, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment, like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20 plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is James Perloff. He is the author of Truth as a Lonely Warrior. And we do have some callers lining up. Did you want to finish a few remarks before we take some callers?
Well, since we're probably going into individual subjects, do you mind if I just quickly summarize what this book is about?
Sure.
To a three-minute soundbite. What I designed this to be is, I used this analogy before, but if you give it just one piece of the puzzle to people like 911 or the government foreknowledge of Pearl Harbor, it doesn't make sense. It's like taking a piece of a jigsaw puzzle, one piece, and it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't constitute anything by itself. But if you give them the whole picture, now each piece makes sense. So what this book does, we talk about all the wars from the sinking of the Maine and Spanish-American War right through Tonkin Gulf and Korea and the war in Iraq with the non-existent WMDs. We talk about the Council on Foreign Relations, election control. We talk about the Fed inflating our currency, causing massive inflation, rising prices through this mechanism by which they create money out of nothing. We talk about the policies of control, how they created the UN as a form of world government after the failed League of Nations, the Marshall Plan. We have a whole chapter on Vietnam, a very important topic. We talk about how they're using these trade alliances to destroy American economy, the NAFTA, the World Trade Organization, the war on terror. We talk about the control of media, how they use revolution to overthrow monarchies, to create the opportunity for the world government. We talk about the control structure, the Bilderbergers, the international control, so the Bilderbergers, the Bohemian Grove, the Trilateral Commission. We do have a chapter on Freemasonry. We have a chapter on environmentalism as a tool of control, a chapter on Zionism, one on 9-1-1, one on the Iraq War, one on control of the arts, one on the war on Christian faith and ecumenism and how that's designed to bring all the world's religions together that they can be controlled. A chapter on the protocols, which we discussed at the top of the show, one on cyber tyranny, which we've also talked about, one on vaccines, one on weather control, one on the myths of free trade, foundation funding of the green movement, etc. This is equivalent, it's a Kindle book, but the equivalent of about 300 pages. It's designed to be something you could give to someone and let them see the whole picture. It's very hard to say all these things are made up or coincidences when you see them put together in one place. And that's what this book is designed to do, to convince your friends that what we're talking about on this show is true, and let them get out of the big lie, the mechanism of constantly repeating the lies in the mass media, the controlled mass media, which has hypnotized our culture today.
Indeed. All righty. Thank you for doing that. Let's take a phone call. Let's take Lark from Georgia. Lark, welcome to the program.
Good day. When I heard James Perloff, I was thinking of that book that previous to reading your work, which I commend and will refer anyone who says, oh, well, it's a CFR member, but it's just a think tank. Yeah, you know, it's a think how to package treason as though it's a good thing. It's for your own good. We're betraying you. Yeah, you also have Shadows of Power available on Kindle?
No, I don't control the publication of that book. It exists only in hard copy form, but you can get it through the John Birch's ad at very discounted rates, well under $10 a copy if you buy it in bulk.
Yeah, because I like the John Birch Society on the whole, but I think that they are a bit too reserved. We don't want to, you know, rock the boat, and we want to make sure everything's so meticulously documented that it's like, well, you know, sometimes there's being too cautious in terms of going overboard in terms of making sure things are documented, and then taking a position that it's like, well, this may be thoroughly and meticulously documented, but it's going to be. But it's like, I don't know if you're familiar with a professional historian by the name of David. Have you ever heard of David Irving? You might want to write that down. He's a British historian.
Oh, I know him well.
And somebody asked him, well, your view of history is not going to be very popular because he's slandered as being a Holocaust denier. And his answer was, well, as a historian, is it more important that my view be popular or is it more important that my view be true? And I recommend that that's a very scholarly and honorable vantage point he takes, but because basically he's saying things is like, well, here's the account you've been told, and here's the problems with your account is it's like, here's the Rothschild account taken without any kind of rebuttal or contrarian documentation, and we need to exalt the truth in all things, because the thing is that truth is no democracy, and that lies will only have power as long as people believe them. And that's where I commend you, because I think that the major problem we have is we have too many people that are deluded into exalting people that it's like, hey, you really ought to know better. And God knows we've been lied to, and I know we've been lied to, and, you know, and I really applaud that work. I'm looking forward to reading that one of these days, but I just don't have the funds right now. But I do appreciate that in a Kindle format, it's a lot easier to get around and have it available for things. So now all these chapters you're dealing with, I think that you do recognize that the Freemasons were infiltrated by the Illuminati. That's the whole point of the book, Proofs of the Conspiracy, that George Washington read and acknowledged this is a very real problem and we need to be mindful about this, right?
Yes, in fact, I quote John Robinson's wonderful book, Proofs of Conspiracy, in my new book. No question that it was infiltrated and taken over by the Illuminati on the European continent.
Yeah, and of course, deism needs to be recognized as just as aberrant as certain extreme views of Calvinism, that the historical context that I look at that is the reactionary error is a legitimate concern taken to an illegitimate extreme, and deism seems to be in reaction to certain views of Calvinism that were not really taken properly, like thinking too highly of John Calvin. So I'm hearing that this work has a lot of interesting chapters about things. And now you don't have a problem with the idea. Now, one thing I want to request is that when I hear the term Jew, I think of a person who subscribes to a legitimate moral framework. And when I hear that term Jew used in a pejorative, and it's just, like I say, I understand where you're coming from, but I like to coin the term swedge, which is just Jews spelled backwards to say, I don't have a problem with people who hold to a moral framework. I have a problem with phonies who feign to have this moral framework and then make slanders, oh, you have a problem with Jews. Like, no, I have a problem with phonies. I have a problem with the phony way the word conservative is used to death when it's really a bunch of warmongering and people giving way too much credence to empty political rhetoric. I think we're on the same page about that, right?
Right. Well, semantics are very important, and absolutely, I disavow racism in any form. There's no question that there's a distinction between, for example, being Jewish and being a Zionist. Many Torah-believing Jews are against Zionism. I do have a chapter on Zionism, but it's not written as any sort of a slight on anyone's race or ethnicity or religious beliefs. It's rather about the political realities of Israel attacking the USS Liberty, for example, and other Mossad-related activities. And there's a distinction. Yeah.
And even then, there are Zionists who say, yes, Israel has a current right to exist, but Israel does not have the right to commit war crimes and then feign that it's an act of self-defense. But then, you know, my rebuttal when they say, well, Israel has the right to defend herself, is like, the right of self-defense, and legitimately understood, is universal. You cannot say that such and such a party has a right to self-defense, and therefore the other party does not have a right to self-defense, especially when that false pretext is being abused to justify aggression. And that's the thing is, I want to see about, I heard about that Kuala Lumpur, I want to see about getting that transcript of that to actually be able to show to people. I was like, look, I commend people being skeptical. Like Apollos, you know, they explained the way more adequately that the Bereans were commended for applying legitimate skepticism. And I want people to say, I want you to be skeptical. The one thing I say to you people that are polarized is, the one thing, I don't ask you to accept it. I do ask that you reserve judgment until you've had a chance to scrutinize what I'm saying and examine the evidence with the clarity of mind to not fall for the tricks and the traps of explaining
exactly
those
right.
things. Just,
mm-hmm.
you know,
that's exactly
that's
right.
what I see people doing, you
yeah.
know.
We're like an attorney in a courtroom, and what we're trying to do is present facts that the jury, who is the reader or the listener on Deanna's program, can listen to and hopefully with a just, with a view to serving justice, come to a proper conclusion based on the evidence. The mass media is presenting one side of the story. We're saying that that story has been fabricated, and we only need to look at the tremendous harm done to our economy, our health, the wars that have taken place as evidence that the other side has not been acting in good faith. But we're basically, yes, just trying to present facts to people so that they can understand the truth.
Yeah, because the thing I've learned most profound is that there's what they tell you, there's what they sell you, they repeat the same thing over and over again. But you take an honest look at what they're actively avoiding telling us, like actively avoiding telling us that there's tens of thousands of Iranian Jews right now peacefully coexisting with their Muslim friends and neighbors. And that does a lot of damage to their claim that, oh, these Iranians are so anti-Semitic. Like, yeah, well, you have these anti-Zionist Jews that are right now, you know, I look at it this way. It was the Muslims who preserved knowledge that was lost during the fall of Rome, that during the Crusades, the Muslim scholars gave this wonderful gift to preserve knowledge. Aristotle, Archimedes, Plato, all of these classic works, we would not have them today had the Muslims not preserved that knowledge and given it as a gift to the Christian scholars. And that's what brought about the Renaissance, which in turn brought about the Reformation. And
well,
I'm like, we have...
There's no question that the Illuminati plan calls for war between Islam and Christianity. In fact, it was predicted by Albert Pike when he talked about three world wars. And so, yeah, we have to definitely be cautious about that. They want to bring both Christianity and Islam under their thumb without discrimination.
All righty. Thank you, Lark, for your phone call. We are going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Excuse me. Our guest today is James Perloff. He is the author of Truth is a Lonely Warrior. It's available on Kindle at Amazon. And I believe that Lark hung up. Yes, no? Okay. All righty. Let's take Karen in Colorado. Karen, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna. Good show as always.
Thank you.
I appreciate you addressing the cybersecurity because I think that's definitely part of the whole agenda. And after I had an entire network wiped out by some alleged government wiretap, I had a Norton antivirus technician admit to me that even their software could not protect my system without getting Linux. I decided to take a bold experiment, and I removed all antivirus spyware, all antivirus software from my computer, and it's been 7 years now, and I have not had one single problem. So the antivirus, I'm convinced, is part of the Hegelian dialectic. So I do take extreme measures, disabling JavaScript and not saving passwords, etc. But antivirus software free and problems.
That's very interesting, Karen. You know, it reminds me of the movie The Net, where you might recall it with Sandra Bullock, if you've seen that picture. In that picture, the bad guys are actually running a security company, and they give everyone the sense that their company will provide security when, in fact, they're infiltrating when they provide this security. That was that principle you're talking about has been demonstrated. They're very interesting that your computer's been fine without it. Very possibly you're right. I would say very probably you're right. You know, if they're selling something really hard, like antivirus software, and I'm not saying that it won't protect you from viruses. I'm not saying that viruses aren't real, for sure. But it seems to me they might maybe even generate a few of these viruses themselves in order to get people to take on the software, which might indeed inflict something malevolent on your computer. I don't know, but that sounds very credible to me.
Well, yeah, and I learned about a virus that was from Microsoft servers. It was called, I believe, a bug virus, which means it originated from there and not to the antivirus community. And it was at that point I decided to try this. So, yes, I definitely had a very good firewall, et cetera, that sort of thing, but no antivirus because they just ran my computer for breadcrumbs and see what I'm up to, and I don't care for them to do that.
I guess we could compare vaccines to antivirus programs. They both produce money, and they could both be the problem.
Right. That's an interesting analogy because, again, if you refer to the works of Dr. John Coleman, the former MI6 officer, he talks about how viruses, many of them have been manufactured in laboratories. And then, of course, you could take a manufactured virus, and then it's just people have to get a certain vaccine as a response to that. I don't have it in my book, but if you go into YouTube and look for the – I don't have her name on the tip of my tongue, but she was the health minister of Finland. If you just use that search term, you'll get a YouTube interview with her where she said that at the last Bilderberg meeting, and we're talking about maybe 4 or 5 years ago, that Henry Kissinger had proposed using the swine flu vaccine for depopulation control measures, and that was coming from someone very high in the health ministry in Finland. So it's conceivable to me that they might be using a dialectic here, create the virus for your computer, create the antivirus software that further wrecks your computer or conducts some sort of surveillance on you, at the same time creating a live virus that will injure people, and then persuading them that their health is at risk if they don't take the vaccine that's been manufactured perhaps by someone allied with the virus manufacturer itself.
Right. Karen, did you have another comment or question?
No, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. And, of course, I think that every operating system, except for perhaps Linux, probably has a back door wherein they can just come in, given the connection that Bill Gates has to the government and the deal that he made with them, that he could keep his monopoly if he would participate in certain programs like the depopulation program. I am certain that they've probably got backdoors built into all of the operating systems.
I would expect that that's true. It's very obvious that they're using this for more surveillance than the general public realizes, even though the Eric Snowden case has brought some of this to light.
Right. Our listener, Joe, has another comment, and this is cyber-related, if not cyber-related, at least related to the cell phone usage that so many young people enjoy. He said, one of Winston's colleagues was tasked with reducing the vocabulary. Nothing is bad, just ungood. If you don't know the word rebel, how can you do it? Look at the reduction now. Texting abbreviations, eliminating teaching phonics and handwriting. That's a very good point. And,
yes,
and it certainly is applicable to what's going on now.
Yes, Orwell's book is too prophetic to be dismissed as mere fiction. In that, he's quite right. Joe's right. In the book, they use a language called newspeak. And they keep coming up with a new newspeak dictionary that reduces the number of words. And the idea is that, just as he says, that if you eliminate the words for a certain meaning, then that meaning will no longer exist in people's minds. And Orwell pointed out that eventually the Declaration of Independence would become unreadable gibberish because nobody could understand it. And that is like our dumbed-down society today, isn't it?
Indeed. All righty, we are going to take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. James Perloff is our guest today. He is the author of Truth is a Lonely Warrior, available at Amazon on Kindle. A comment from the chat room with regards to the operating system. He said, why do you think it is called Windows?
Maybe there is a touch of irony here in that it gives them a window on our activities and thoughts.
Indeed. All righty, we have a caller, Ron, from Texas. Ron, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Deanna. I appreciate being on with you. Just wanted to add into the antivirus thing. I did the same thing 7 years ago. I've got two computers that are online, and I removed all my antivirus, and I haven't had any attacks whatsoever. And the only thing I do have is a SpyBot search and destroy that I keep in a non-active mode. And I use it sometimes just to check the system. But I found one of the most important things that people need to maybe look in about their computers is a thing called the host, H-O-S-T-S, file. It has no extension, but when it's set up, the host file will block any IP addresses that you put into it. And one of the things I found that SpyBot did was it found that two of my host entries, it marked as they needed to be changed because it, and when they really weren't. The other thing about the antivirus systems were that they were slowing my computer down as much as 30-35%. And that's all I've got to say for right now.
All righty. Very interesting.
Well, there we get another caller saying the same thing. And again, I know a computer software guy myself, but you've had two callers now saying they took off the antivirus software, had no problems with it. That's interesting. I'm not going to make a recommendation that people do that, but without knowing more, but it's a very interesting observation that both Ron and Karen have made.
Sure. What about JavaScript? I mean, I know that, well, there are a lot of programs and a lot of updates that numerous websites would like to make to your computer. Even the Windows, even you know, the operating system Windows, they automatically issue updates on a regular basis. And you have to wonder, okay, what is it they're adding? What are they taking away? What are they actually doing when they are coming in to a person's computer?
I don't have the answer, but I've certainly had the same question. I know I turned off automatic updates on my own computer, and it just seems kind of strange that they'd want to update it as often as they do. I don't have an answer, or what if there's something clandestine going on that can be defined and stated. It'd be interesting, Dan, if you could get someone who's very computer savvy, software savvy on it to analyze these issues.
Yes, I was thinking that. All righty, let's talk about, from your book, let's talk about NAFTA and the destruction of governments. And that is certainly a big issue when you consider the internationalism that we are all seeing, where countries seem to be interdependent upon other countries, when in fact, if you look at the early history of this country and many other countries, they pretty much lived on the resources and the things that they had locally. And now we are depending on other countries, particularly China, for a lot of the products that we use that used to be manufactured here.
Right. If you go back to the 1940s, only 2% of our commerce was based on foreign trade. And it seems like it's the other way around now. It's hard to find products made in America. And, of course, that's by design. It's long been recognized by the Illuminati that if America was too strong, it'd be difficult to absorb her into a world government. And they've used environmental pretexts to destroy our industry and also trade agreements. And I have an appendix, which I think you wanted to talk a little about, on free trade and how that argument was abused and was used to deceive conservatives into accepting the dismantling of our tariff structure, which allowed this tidal wave of cheap imports to come in and destroy our own manufacturing base.
Right. And to do it deliberately, it just is amazing. And of course, you mentioned the environmental movement. They actually had to search for environmental groups that would support NAFTA and give it a green light. And it was all so orchestrated. And the Bushes are both the Bush, George H.W. and George W. promoted NAFTA. And then, of course, it came in under Clinton. And so it was a bipartisan effort to destroy the country.
Absolutely. And one thing I'd like to point out to people in terms of sovereignty issues is this. NAFTA is very much a scheme designed to follow the European model. In Europe, you recall back after World War II, they developed what they called the common market, which was packaged as simply an economic agreement that they would say would bring prosperity to Europeans. Well, then, once they got into the common market, they said, we need common laws to regulate this. And so they proposed a European Parliament, which came into being. And now they've got the European Union. Their currencies have been consolidated into the euro. They're talking about having a European constitution. National sovereignty is becoming extinct step by step under the European Union. Now, NAFTA is designed to be the same thing. And, of course, in 2005, President Bush met with President Fox of Mexico and Prime Minister Martin of Canada to form what they called the Security and Prosperity Partnership, which was designed to further integrate our nations beyond NAFTA. Robert Pastor of the Council on Foreign Relations published an article in their journal Foreign Affairs, which proposed the Homeland Security Department should be expanded to include Canada in Mexico. You see them doing the same thing over again. They want, just as the common market was turned into the European Union, they want to turn NAFTA into an American union, into a North American union, and then take these regional governments. You might recall, by the way, that in 1984, the world is divided into regional governments like Oceania and East Asia and so forth. To take these regional governments and finally merge them into one world government, which will have one dictator, a big brother, an antichrist figure ruling over it.
Right. And, of course, they divided up the region some time back, and there are maps that are available online to see those regions. All righty, let's take another phone call. Let's take John in California. John, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hello, Deanna. Good morning to both you, Deanna, and your guest, Mr. Perloff. And I just wanted to make two little points. I'm coming to real rapidly to agree with you and some of your previous callers there about the antivirus software. And I've just noticed just in the last week, it's hard for me to get a web page from the Mozilla Firefox. And now even Mozilla Firefox is starting to send me messages saying, oh, gee, it seems to take us a long time to get loaded. And they're like, well, no kidding. And so they sent me to a support page. And one of the five things they suggested I look into was the fact that maybe my antivirus software, because it's either not quite up to date, maybe studying the things too much and holding up the production of a web page. You know, so anyway, so I'm seriously considering that's part of the problem. And Mr. Perloff, the only other thing I wanted to say was I read and studied your book a number of years ago about the Council on Foreign Relations, The Shadows of Power, and I recommend it and tout it to every time I send a letter to my local Roman Catholic Church. And the only thing I say about it is a caveat is that it's a great history book and resourced and so forth, well sourced, but the only thing I disagree with Mr. Perloff about is his final recommendation, and I put the page number down where you recommend that people join the John Birch Society. And so anyway, but other than that, I think it's a very very good book, and it'd be, I think our country would be better off if everyone had read that.
Right. Well, we need to get the truth out to people for sure. I understand your remarks about the caveat. The John Birch Society has been very kind to me over the years, and not only publishing The Shadows of Power,
sure.
I've also written for their magazine, The New American, and they've provided many speaking engagement opportunities for me, and their grassroots membership is just consists of outstanding patriots. I know that if you go on the Internet, it's easy enough to find some questions being raised about the founding of the society and so forth, but that these people have worked very kindly with me over the years, so I'm not going to say anything against them. But,
right, and I'm not. Don't get me wrong, Mr. Perloff. I'm not knocking them as a group or any of the people who are members. I just know some of the dastardly things they did to some higher ups back in the 1990s and early 2000s. Some of their senior managers and so mm-hmm. forth, and then the main thing is that. If someone really wanted to know what's going on, they do produce a lot of, a number of publications, New American, plus some of the books they sponsor. You know, people can get the drift of what's going on, if they, before they join, and then their decision to join is kind of up to them. But they always ask me, what's the conclusion that he draws? And I say, well, read the book, and then you'll find out. and every now and then it works, and the people do read your book. So anyway. So thanks a lot, Deanna.
Thanks. I used to before I wrote this book, when I was in my 20s, I'd read Gary Allen's book, None Dare Call a Conspiracy. I was working in a hospital. I used to always hand it out to the folks on the night shift. I said, you got nothing to do tonight? Read this book, And, that's it's kind of we don't have we have Deanna's microphone, but we don't have the CNN microphone. We don't have that kind of power. So we often rely on average guys like us, average people like us, to spread the message to our neighbors and use whatever means we can through the technology, web technology, emails, and so forth to alert people what's happening. And I've tried to put together the story in Truth as a Lonely Warrior in ways that go far beyond The Shadows of Power to give people a really full picture, as I say, the whole jigsaw puzzle with all the pieces there.
Right. I read Gary Allen's book also, None Dare Call It Conspiracy. It was that is an eye-opener. It really... was very 101, introduction to conspiracy and to what the government is doing. And, of course, that was, when did they publish that, 1973, 71, somewhere
around 76, or maybe it was before that, in the 70s anyway.
Right. He also wrote one about, I believe, the Rockefeller file. Did he write that one, too?
He did, yes. He wrote a book on Kissinger as well.
Yes, I think I have
both. He was pioneering and made a lot of great revelations, and he really knew how to present the facts in a convincing way and how to document things. He was very good.
Yes, indeed. All righty. Now, about taking down certain governments, you mentioned already about the assassination of the Archduke and the New World Order, the globalists want to get rid of the monarchies, talking about Russian, Hungarian, Austrian, Italian, and yet others, and I'm taking this from an email that I got this morning, and yet others have been allowed to remain, and I'm thinking of Britain.
Mm-hmm. The British royal family, absolutely, has been compromised with the Illuminati for a long time. But by and large, if you look at the protocols, if you look at history, if you look at the revolutions, it's clear that, it really goes back to the Bible. You know, in the Bible, after the Tower of Babel, the people were divided into different languages, different nations, and for a long time you had each country very distinct. You had Japanese in Japan, Chinese in China, you had Irishmen in Ireland, Spaniards in Spain, right? Each country had its own language, its own ethnicity, its own culture. Now, to create a world government, you got to tear that down, and one way they've done it is through, do we want to know why they're soft on immigration? Well, it's very simple. When you bring in immigrants from other countries, you start to take away the national identity. For example, in France, when you bring in all these Muslims from Africa, they don't identify with the French flag necessarily or the French people. Multiculturalism is a politically correct term, but it really is about fragmentizing a nation and making it easier to conquer. That's what immigration is about. Another tool they used to bring down nations, and this is coming out of my book, the chapter called The Destruction of Nations, was to separate the countries of Europe from their colonies so that nations like the Netherlands and Spain, which were once mighty empires, are now being reduced to provinces within the European Union. And another was changing the forms of government. And I know in America, most of our patriots are schooled to hate monarchs. And I certainly wouldn't deny that many of the monarchs in world history were very cruel despots in many ways. Nonetheless, a monarch was someone who the people would rally around traditionally, the king of a nation. For example, Bao Dai was the emperor of Vietnam. We forced him to step down in 1954 in favor of democracy. Well, once we forced the emperor to step down, the nation fragmentized. It became easy for the communists then to take over. Once we called for democracy, it split the nation into different parties, and the prime minister would be loyal to his party. The king, his job was to be loyal to the entire people. And the king was a symbol of nationhood, and that's why they wanted to get rid of people like the Tsar and the King of France and all the European monarchs. Most of them are gone now. And because they were a symbol of nationhood and a force for unity within a country. And so, yes, I acknowledge that they could do evil things, but they also, by the way, had the power to enforce God's decree. Once you got rid of the monarchs and replaced it with democracy, Satan knew he only needed to get 51% of the vote to dismantle Christian culture. And when you control the media, getting 51% is a cinch.
Right. And, of course, Russia, just using that as an example, was a very, very Christian country. And and if you look at America, same thing, where you have a very secular North and a very Christian South. The revolution that started in 1860 was a socialist revolution, and it destroyed the Christian element in the country, or largely did.
And overwhelmed the concept of states' rights and the fact that the states, as expressed in especially in the Tenth Amendment, had this power to counterbalance the power of the federal government. it wasn't just about the North against the South, of course. It was also about the federal government overwhelming the power of the states. And then once that war was over, for whatever merits people want to ascribe to it, the power of the federal government had increased so that the power of the states themselves was innocuous. They could, you know, establish rules for driver's licenses. But basically, the federal government now had the power to enforce its authority throughout the entire United States. It was actually an analogy to world government. It was bringing all the states under the thumb of the federal government, just as they want all countries under the thumb of a world government.
Right, right. And, of course, this importation of cheap labor that started, for instance, take California, or take the railroad barons who brought in Chinese to build the railroads, because it was cheap labor. And then they brought in the Irish, and of course the slave trade was also a big importation of peoples from other countries. All righty, we are going to our 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
The 5 self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution. Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today has been James Perloff. That's P-E-R-L-O-F-F. He is the author of Truth is a Lonely Warrior. It is available as a Kindle edition at Amazon. His other books, The Shadows of Power, The Council on Foreign Relations, and The American Decline, written in 1988, and that's one that I first became familiar with. And then you've got two books on Darwin, which I honestly haven't read them, but I'm sure they're as comparable as your other two books that I have read. Okay, you're talking about the disintegration of nations and the importation of cheap labor, and we've seen that, yes, multiculturalism is a fact in so many countries.
Yes, and again, the purpose is to fragmentize nations. We're talking a little about Bao Dai, the emperor of Vietnam. He had a friend named Hilaire de Berryer, and it is a quote from de Berryer. He said, quote, "When the throne was destroyed, fragmentation resulted because only the man on the throne was above the regional, racial, and religious hatreds dividing the national family." And that comment by Hilaire de Berryer is something I think that could be applied to many of the monarchies. This is why the Illuminati put the monarchies in their gun sights, even though some, like the British royal family, compromised them and were allowed to stay in power.
Right. Well, they even paid off quite handsomely the emperor of Vietnam. Was he called an emperor?
Yes, he was the emperor. Yes, that was a tradition of emperors going back even way before French colonization. Yeah.
Right. Well, he got a yacht, and I guess they paid him millions of dollars to leave the country, which he did, and it's too bad. So basically, he really sold out also. But I guess it's either that or getting shot.
You might have more information on that than I do. As I understand it, Ngo Dinh Diem, the hand-picked CFR president that we installed in South Vietnam, stole a lot of his property, but I don't know much about his private life afterwards, but
right.
That's for another discussion and a little more research on my part.
Sure. And, of course, then they install puppet governments that go along with the agenda, the globalist agenda.
Yeah.
And if you don't, well, for instance, with Vietnam, because they didn't want to initially join the NWO, then, no, not that. World Trade Organization. World Trade Organization, the WTO. They were actually, they put up a boycott or a blockade and didn't let them do any trading until they did. So they have all kinds, with the military force of the U.S. Government, I guess you can get anybody to do anything.
As we said, money calls the shots as far as most people are concerned, but for you and me, God is calling the shots, and we're just committed to telling people the truth.
Indeed. Well, I thank you for being on the program today and for doing that in your books. It's been delightful having you on, and I think that the listeners have been well rewarded for tuning in today.
And I've been rewarded by being on your show. Dan, it's obvious from looking at your guest list that you know what's going on. And your listeners do, too. So thank you for the opportunity to speak.
Well, thank you. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you on Monday.